Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on PGN this evening. This is Deborah with you this evening. It is Tuesday night, and it is, we're at the end of April. Well, yeah, April 26th. So God bless everyone. And thank you for joining us. Good to be here. I hope everyone had a good day. So I'm just going to leave that at the altar right there. I'm glad that you're here. Today's going to maybe be a little different. I was thinking, but is it ever really any different? Just the structure, maybe. But really, we're still going to pray and prophesy and intercede and pray and bring forth the word. So, I mean, that's not really different, right? Maybe laughing at myself. I don't know. But it's really the same but different. Okay, I must be, okay, getting a second wind or something. I don't know. But, so side note before I start jumping the word here is and pray is, so my car went in this week, just yesterday. So let's just be praying and agreeing. They do a really good job on my car without any complications or delays. So, and the insurance did cover a rental. So, continued safety on that. And, so anyway, so let the Lord be the Lord and the grace of God be upon that as we wait with eager anticipation for my little gem to come back to me. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for praying, too. So let's open in prayer, and then we'll get started. So, Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness, Lord, and your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord, even for your tender mercies, God. That we know that your compassions and your mercies are new every morning and they stretch into the evening, God. So we thank you, Lord, how you work, Lord, just seeing a clock as I was praying. So, Lord, he does work around the clock and he knows the time and the seasons and the hour. And he's also, one thing that word that came to me was that he's counterintuitive. So even something spiritually are counterintuitive to our nature, not to the Lord spiritually. We hear him and we're obedient to that. And then we follow that. We hear his voice and we follow his voice obediently. But it may seem counterintuitive to our nature or to what we see, but yet spiritually it is redeeming of the time and it actually advances things in the time as well. So thank you, Lord. It was unexpected there. So thank you, Father. May we be on your watch, Lord. And just thank you. We thank you for our time together this evening. We dedicate it to you. May you receive all the glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Let your name be magnified in this place, in this house, this PGN house, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, well, that was a little unexpected. But so today during my normal reading time, I was reading in Hebrews, and I love Hebrews. For those of you that were with us at the beginning of the year, you know, I was even talking a little bit about, I'm sure I'm going to be talking more about Hebrews, you know, throughout this year, like don't be surprised with that. So it's interesting to me. I was completely enjoying it, thoroughly enjoying my studies as I was going through it and my reading. And it drew out some things, but I thought what was interesting was because I did listen last night, how it kind of correlated with some things that were said last night from Prophet Randy. So here's what in Hebrews, there really is two things that they're talking about and, you know, encouraging the people with is that they were going through persecution. Suffering and persecution, well, okay, wait. They were having some suffering because they were talking about enduring, okay? So there was some suffering involved. But the two things that the letter addresses as far as problems, if you want to call them that, or you know what I mean, like focused areas that they're emphasizing, that's a better way to say it, or I like that better, is persecution and apathy. And so apathy to the point was almost unbelief. And so one of the little notes that was on this study that I was doing was talking about perhaps the people who were enduring so much suffering and having persecution because of that, because of the intensity of it, that may have, where they lost their focus, that may have caused the apathy. And I just stopped on that note for a second, because all of us can probably, you know, to a certain level and to a certain degree, you know, just within our own spiritual Geiger and our own humanity, what we've experienced as suffering or loss or persecution, right? Where we're enduring in our faith. We've all had those episodes. Everyone, you can think of your own. We don't have to compare it with each other. What we do is identify with each other, okay? And so, and in that moment of thinking, wow, like, you know, when you get almost to the edge where your feet almost get to the edge of it and you look over and you say, or you get to that line and you say almost like, this is, okay, if I go any further, that's going to be too much. And almost a sense of apathy. Like when I read that, at first I didn't know that those two would even go together. They seem opposite, but I thought, yeah, that could actually be true. It's just that it's too much that you just kind of just let go of everything. And then actually you actually are becoming apathetic. And you just stop feeling, you stop doing anything with your faith, and, you know, you kind of give up. And I thought it was interesting that I just read, you know, this morning I was praying and saying, Lord, I don't know where I'm going today. Today's Tuesday, Lord, you know. And so where are we going? What's going on? And so when I started reading, I just started illuminating in my heart and mind the pieces of this. And so because we do, and plus I love Hebrews, as I mentioned. So as it was talking about Hebrews, it was also in Hebrews 10:23, it says, hold fast your confession of hope without wavering, since he who promised is faithful. And so as it does talk about enduring faith, and you see that another interesting note is that we read in Hebrews and as well is that Jesus, his ministry continues. Jesus's ministry continues. And we know this, but there's a focus on it even in Hebrews, is that he is living. And he ever liveth to make intercession on our behalf, right? And he still sits and continues as high priest. He is placed in that order, and he is rightfully so in that order. Because of his suffering, his glory is known. And this is another attribute that is drawn out in Hebrews as well. And for us to remember that Jesus' ministry is continuing, we need to remember this, because this first century, this, and even saying it causes my faith to hold fast. You know, that's how we hold fast unto Jesus, and we keep looking to him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amidst whatever suffering, persecution that we go through, we certainly don't want it to turn to apathy, which is a form of unbelief, you know, and it's warning the people, even in Hebrews, not to turn in that way and not to depart or to turn towards unbelief. It's almost like a warning, like, hey, you're going to go through persecution and yada, yada, right? So, like, is this not, this is just, it's almost, it's kind of eerie a little bit for me to talk about this, really, to be honest. There's something in my spirit that is like, I'm talking to myself, certainly as well, and I don't know what's ahead. I've certainly have gone through the last couple of years of losing my mom and John's mom, and just the dynamics of moving from our house and all that it took to prepare. And to, I mean, it definitely was work. It was a blessing now that we're here, but there definitely was work. It was a labor of love that was involved in that. and having his mom live here, you know, at times was arduous journey in and of itself, and but a blessing to have the grace of God on us to be able to do that as well. And then just some family dynamics and the role and the loss as well that weren't normally seen there, but I think because of the pressures, things, but certainly the grace of God, everybody loves everyone, and it's not weird or any, it's God is doing his work, and we're each participating, you know, right, like the, it's between, basically between me and God, not me and them, if you will, but there's not even really anything against me, so I just say that as well. I just saying that to say I have to be responsible, just like you do, for my reactions and my attitudes and keeping my heart right and my responses to everyone as well, right, and keeping and forgiving and all those dynamics that come together when your love is tested and your faith is tested and your obedience is tested, right? So to whatever measure of faith that you've been given, may you be found faithful as well. And so in Hebrews, so just saying this as I'm talking about this, I just have this, I don't even know if eerie is the right word, but it's, I'll have to think of what the right word is. Also encouraging myself as well, knowing that this could be in the future, I guess, with the dynamics that we see with the systems, because what we do see is systems that oppose Christ. And we're on the verge because of the political system we're in. It is on the cusp of, it could literally be opposing to Christ. And that's what we see in scriptures. It's you know, that anti-Christ spirit are systems that oppose Christ, right? And so now, and I, you know, just by God's grace, this was in my study and chapter for today, Hebrews, and what came out of it, just extracting what came out of it. So I think this is a loving way for the Father to encourage us in the faith, but certainly remember, above all, that Jesus's ministry is continuing. So whatever we walk through, whatever we're going through, Jesus is still alive and his ministry is still continuing. And our faithfulness and in our light and measure of influence, the kingdom will be won if we stand firm in our faith, right? If we hold fast to our confession of hope without wavering, since he who promised is faithful. So one of the solutions, if you will, that Hebrews also gives a warning, right, of apathy and unbelief, but then the solution, it offers a solution for us. And so here's what I want to offer. Now, this isn't any, or here's what I want to share as well in verse Hebrews 3, verse 13 offers the solution. It says, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Okay, so exhort, and just the importance of this, literally as supplied as the solution for us to exhort one another daily. And this is exactly what PGN does. So, I mean, in some ways I feel honored to even to be a part that this is being done, right? That this is being done. Exhort one another daily. And it also is supposed to be even done in a community type of setting as well, where we gather together, right? So I need you, and you know, we need each other to exhort each other. And every other day of the week, and every other host, and every other caller and listener, we need each other to exhort each other and to be encouraged for this day today. So remember this as your solution to help keep yourself exhorted and encouraged in the things of the Lord. This is going to need to happen daily. And wherever you find this exhortation and this encouragement. And then also remember, as you're on your journey and on your path, to offer that to others as well, right? And many of you do that, because I know there's people in the workplace that do that here and share, even PGN, Rhonda, and then there's others in the workplace that I've heard, others, you know, in their neighborhood, community, and their service, you know, workplace, and all various types of work in the marketplace and such, but it's happening. So praise God for that. But let's not take that lightly. And remember, hey, if you want to be a part of God's solution, then we exhort one another, right? We encourage one another. So if the Holy Spirit puts something on your heart, because we're prophetic people, the Holy Spirit puts something on your heart, make note of it. You know, even if you need to make note of it and write it down, and at the given time, at the opportune time, when the grace of God is on that, to release it, let it be done and let it be so, right? Let his word accomplish that in which he sent it to go forth. In Jesus' name. Okay, so exhort in the Hebrew, just the dictionary, it says to strongly encourage or urge someone to do something. So again, it's done in a corporate setting, so praise God for PGN and being a part of God's grace and solution network. I tried to use the PGN, but I kind of stretched that out. So what we're going to do is, let me see what time it is. I'm just going to, so for this exhort, because praying for one another is exhorting and encouraging, prophetic is encouraging. But because of that, there's also, let me see, the correlate. I'm not going to read the whole psalm. I'm just going to let you guys read it on your own if you're interested. It's Psalm 95. But it does, in Psalm 95, it says, a call to worship and obedience. And part of, you know, the last verses there, 8 through 11, they're very similar to what you'll hear in Hebrews as well. But it's just talking about, you know, hearing his voice and not going against it, but, you know, allowing ourselves to be yielding to that and coming to his presence, that he's the rock of our salvation, and we shout for joy because he is above all, right? And rightfully so. So I just want to play in light of Psalm 95 as well, that correlates with Hebrews verses. I'm just going to play a worship song for 6 minutes, and then I'm going to come on and open up the phone lines, okay? So thank you for being here, and may the Lord bless you and bless your spirit, myself as well, just that our ears are open to hear with faith the anointing of his word, the anointing of the harmony of heaven upon every tone, every note, that our spirits would receive from his spirit, that our spirits would be renewed and rejuvenated and replenished. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord. We nurture our spirits, Lord. Thank you, Father, for what you've given our spirits, and you have unlocked things, Lord, to join you and for you to minister to us in your word, Father. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. And we receive today the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.
Of the
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Lord, unlock opportunities, unlock things for the kingdom to increase, God. And we just pray for everyone who is listening, Lord, in the body of Christ and PGN, God, who is enduring in their faith, God. Undergird them with your grace to strengthen them in their walk, God, and may they receive the exhortation from you, God. Holy Spirit, go and breathe exhortation upon them, Father God. Use the things that you use, how you speak, or the things that delight their heart in nature and in song. Father God, we just thank you for blessing each and every one of them, Father, and strengthening their faith for the greater glory of Christ, God. And may you be glorified in their lives, Lord. Be glorified in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm going to open up the first caller here, 828-989. Is this Jennifer from North Carolina?
It is. How are you tonight? I love
good.
The music
how are
you just played. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I love the music you just played.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that was Julie True, Spirit to Spirit. So, yeah, thank you. Well, very good. Let me pray for you, and thank you for joining us. Father, I thank you for Jennifer, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, so I do see the Lord advancing you, but I always, I think last week too, I see you in community with other people. And it's like you're leapfrogging, you know, so it's kind of playful, but there is this realm of community. And so, and really the game and the essence, since I said the word leapfrog, the Lord was just showing that the essence of the game is that each person becomes like this lily pad that strengthens the one that is moving and holds them up. And causes them to advance their steps in the movement and where they're going. And so I see that happening for you. And it is in a realm of community, which is interesting because I don't always see, and I say the word the altar, so that's the best outward word I can say for what's happening inside. But seeing you again with a community of people, and advancing and moving forward, and you know that they are in some ways holding you up and providing for you the next step, and the support for you to keep moving, which is really a beautiful thing. And I'm, you know, seeing with great joy you are engaged in this process, and you know, with delight and joy. It's not a burden or, you know, minimized in any way or anything like that. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for where you're taking Jennifer, God, and how you're advancing her. We thank you for supplying the support for her and her next step and the direction and the move that she's going in, God. We thank you, Lord. You know, I thank you, Lord, and just think, like, in land or sea, he provides our steps. But really what's happening in the spiritual realm is so much different than what we see in the natural, even when we say, oh, this is the next step and this is the next thing I'm doing. But that's how it's seen in the natural, and the Lord makes the provision and the manifestation of that, you know, faithfulness and trust and, you know, taking the next step. But in the spiritual realm, it is quite different, and I can't really see all of it. I just know that there's a difference. It's not the view and the perspective is not exactly the same as what we see on earth. And I think to some degree, he doesn't want us to see that as well. He probably doesn't want me to see that either. Freak me out. You know, anyways, you know, but that he takes care of all that. But we do see in the end, you know, when we get to the other side and we get to the land that he's promised us, right? Because he's promised us, he's the one who, he is faithful, the one who has promised is faithful, and he's prepared us city for us to future walk in, right? That we will have complete and full understanding and full knowledge of what that one step meant spiritually, and see how those things correlate and how that comes together. So, Father, we thank you. I don't know what the Lord is doing tonight, though. I feel there's some time of movement and placement. There's time and movement and placements and even locations, specifically in time and order with the Spirit of God. So I thank you for that, Lord, and moving on that behalf, God, circulating. Things are circulating. This is so unusual for me tonight, but, I mean, I'm enjoying it. So thank you, Father, for how you're moving people, how you're directing them. Yeah, something, there is something that's happening and going to take place. And again, I want to go back to say, and this is for everyone too, that this part, go back to thinking about, you know, when we moved and I was saying I worked for the 2020 census, and I knew that something, because of the census, even in scripture, when Mary and Joseph did the census was called, they had to go back to their land, that there was movement during the census, and he had to get people specifically in the place and land them in the specific time and section of where they're supposed to be, because then something spiritually amazing broke out, right? And why that had to be like that, I'm not exactly sure, you know, but it is, there was, but it's significant to something happen in the spiritual realm. So we thank you, Father, and we call it forth, God. We call it forth, Lord, In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. We thank you for covering people and pray. I mean, when I pray, I will pray and thank the Lord. Even when I was in the apartment, I would thank the Lord. We were in building. I would thank the Lord. And I would say the building number. I said, thank you, Lord. And I just pray for everyone in the building, because literally the navigational and the latitude and longitude, because we're in an apartment building, is pretty much the same, because we're just like stacked on top of each other, right? And in the building with, you know, I mean, there are different addresses, but it's pretty close to the same thing. It's only a couple degrees off, okay? So, but in that location and that spot, you know, then I would bless it and pray for everyone there. And the same is true for here. I just pray the numbers. Like, thank you. I think our building number was 1255 at the time. So if that was my address, which it's not, but if it was, I would just say, thank you, Lord, for bringing me to 1255. And there's something specific about that. And thanking him for the place that you're in is what I'm encouraging everyone to do. Thank him for the location and the place, specifically where you are, and calling that forth to him, and speaking it forth to him. And I'm not exactly sure the spiritual thing again, but just reminding him, this is the place that I'm in. This is what the location, not that he doesn't know, but also that the enemy, and I use the numbers when I do it, because one time the Lord revealed to me in the spirit that there are angels that are released on longitude and latitude numbers, so that and different types of numbers that are released for the angels to go to, even, I believe, license plate numbers, because the enemy, to confuse the enemy, it's mostly to confuse the enemy, and more like a stealth strategic assignment that the angels are released on. So I don't want to overstate it, but there is a strategic movement and supply that the angels are working on behalf of the body of Christ, and sometimes that has to do with numbers, probably more than I even realized. So God bless you for that.
Wow. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I felt that. I really felt that in my spirit.
Praise God. Thank you for testifying. Thank you for testifying to that. And I want to say, because that I was going to say this in my spirit, there is a scripture in Romans, and it says the Spirit himself testifies to our spirit. So the Holy Spirit testifies to our spirit that we are a son or a daughter of God, that we are a child of God. And, you know, we see the Godhead, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they're always in, you know, community with each other, but they also testify to each other. Even Jesus saying how the Spirit testifies to him, or I testify to my name, even Jesus, because he has that authority. But then he talks about the Father too, you know, testifying to him. And where there's agreement, right, and confirmation, so that the testimony is we do belong to Christ. And so there is that preservation of our faith and our lives and our spirits that actually belongs to the living God. So that's a good remembrance and calling forth upon our spirits as well, as we finish our race, you know.
Amen. Wow. Wow. That's a lot to unpack. I'm feeling that so strongly. I'm going to have to meditate on all of that. I feel like there's just more the Lord wants to minister to me about. Wow.
Well, wow. Praise God. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it's just wild how the Holy Spirit works. some of this, I wasn't even expecting, even opening in prayer and seeing the time and the clock and that was different for me too. But praise his name. Let God be God, you know, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For all of us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
well,
you.
Do you have any? You're welcome. You're welcome. Absolutely. I'm glad you called in today. Do you have any prayer requests?
I actually do tonight. I've been struggling with like my self-perception, you know, is just, I feel like it's really holding me back and affecting my life. So it's very distorted. And so for that, and then also my fiance is just really struggling with work, and he's waiting for God to move, being obedient to his voice. So just that he have the strength and fortitude to, you know, to endure until God opens the next door in his life.
Okay. And what is your fiance's name?
I'm Greg.
Greg. Okay. I just want to pray with him by name, so that's okay. All right. Awesome. Well, I didn't even know you were engaged, so congratulations, or best wishes, I guess, is the better term.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to drink of water. So, Father, we thank you, God, and just lift up Jennifer and Greg to you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, Father, for his work situation, Lord. We pray, Lord, there indeed that you would unlock things, Lord, that you would unlock doors of opportunity on his behalf, Father God, in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, that in his search that he commits it, Lord, he's trusting in you and acknowledging you in all of his ways, God. Even this evening, Lord, let this prayer be an adoration to you, God, that he's acknowledging you in all things, Lord. And as you direct him, Father God, we ask that you unlock doors of opportunity in the direction that he's to go in, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you would be thorough with your wisdom, Lord, and your hand upon this, Lord, even if he needs to tweak or change anything in a resume or whatever. I don't know if this is an internal move or external, Father God, but we pray that your hand of blessing and favor be upon the decision makers for him, Father. We thank you, Lord, that he wouldn't hold himself back, Lord, even if a job is a little bit more, you know, than he thinks he can do, God. We pray that he would receive every blessing and opportunity, God, to do good, Lord. And we thank you for, again, just unlocking doors of opportunity. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to be with his spirit as he works, Lord, and help him, Lord, with how he is processing, Lord, his frustrations, Lord, and help him to even have an outlet, Lord, if he needs to, you know, walk during lunch or whatever, Lord, it is to help to have balance and to relieve stress, God, in healthy ways and healthy choices, Father. So we pray for him, God, and we thank you, Lord, just for encouraging him with insight and wisdom, and as Jennifer asked, fortitude, Father, to move forward. And we thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness upon his life, Lord, to make provision, wisdom and provision for him. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. And Lord, help him to even define even more what he's looking for, what he's asking for, to define it, God, and polish it. And we thank you, Lord, for opening a clear way for that in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for Jennifer, God, and her self-perception. Lord, we pray for all of these, any area, in all areas, even any listener, where the enemy is opposing the work of the Holy Spirit in their life. We bind that spirit, God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for her yielding heart and her yielding way, God, humble. To be humble before you, God, and just as Daniel, we talked about Daniel a few weeks ago, being humble before you, God, and praying to ask to understand, God. And so we ask, Lord, that you would help her to understand what's happening, God, that your spirit of might and counsel might be with her, Father God, to release her from this, God, to release these lies, to release the deception and the inward, mocking of her identity and whatever else is happening, God, or overtly self-conscious, Father God. Lord, we just roll that upon you, Lord, to be God-conscious, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that she would begin to trust what you show her and take steps of that. And this thing would be broken off of her, Lord, that it would be broken off in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. I pray for the peace of God to be with her, Lord, and the peace that you give, Lord. And in that peace also comes understanding, God. So we just pray just for an anointing of understanding to be with her, God, to release her, Lord, and even in pieces, Lord, as we do that in pieces, Lord, just like we receive you as our daily bread, Lord, you can unravel things in pieces of truth, God, and to replace it, God, so that each step she is yielding and says yes to you, God, until she has the fullness of release from this thing, God. And I don't even know if it's become a habit or a self-reliance or I don't know if it started as a place of doubt and like self-doubt or whatever, mm-hmm. We're like the enemy, like you automatically go there, and then the enemy now uses it in bigger realms, in bigger places, mm-hmm. for you to just quickly. Yeah, so God, I ask for that exchange of that, for that to be broken in the name of Jesus. I ask, God, that you would accelerate your truth, accelerate your spirit of might and your spirit of counsel over her in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for speaking to her inward man, God, that she would indeed, as what I've seen her, God, using the body of Christ to support her, to move forward, to uplift her and support her and to move forward, God, and to bring her to the location that you've planned for her and that you've designed for her, God. Each step is a part of his location and his plan for you. So we thank you, Lord, for how you're moving in her life, God, and how you're encouraging and uplifting her and supporting her, Father God. Let her trust that, Lord, to move forward, because that's the place that you haven't trusted before, that reverts back to the commonplace. Which I'll call the mm-hmm. self-perception is the commonplace. And so now entrusting and moving forward. So take the step and trust it to cultivate it, to see that it's worthy to be trusted. And then it's going to be exhilarating. And then you will continue to follow and continue to make those steps. And then when the enemy tries to bring back this commonplace to you, you can quickly discern the deception of it with the truth of God and the reality of his presence, the reality of Christ's ways, and learning that it is good, pleasing, and perfect way for you and will for you. And I've struggled with some of this before as well. And I know when the Lord takes me deeper, he'll show me other things where I'm relying on self-sufficiency or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? Where they're different. It's like a different, it's not the same, but as I move forward to the Lord, and sometimes the Lord, does this too, is right before the Lord like really reveals or takes me to this really grand place in him, he takes us to a deeper level of shedding off ourselves even further, like getting that dross off, so that mm-hmm. We're being more refined and defined in him and leaving those things behind further and further. So God bless you God bless you for your humility to even ask for prayer. So be it unto you. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah. God bless you.
Thank you, too. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Okay, our next caller is 205-531. I think this is Julia May from Alabama.
Yes, it is.
Well, good. How are you doing?
Just great.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, let me pray for you. Yeah, let me pray for you. Father, mm-hmm. I thank you for Julia May. Lord, we just come before your altar, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let me just, oh, the temple. Let me see something. Let me look this up then. Okay, yeah. So it was something with the temple, but the first verse that came up, obviously, you probably guessed this. If I would say, what do you think was the first verse that came up? But it's from Corinthians 6:19-20. But the latter part of this verse, I think I just want to pray. I think it's more so the latter part, but I'm going to read the whole verse because it came up. It says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Okay, so we're made up, even as I'm reading this, we're made up of a fabric of a person and a human. So, Julia May, if you and I were standing face to face, you would say, oh, that's Deborah, and I'd say, oh, that's Julia May. But really, the essence of who we are, the spirit of God that is placed within us is the grandeur, mm-hmm. truly, of who we are and the expression of who we are. We just happen to be gifted with whatever hair color we have, eye color, height, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know, framing that we have. That's how we have to carry the Spirit of God. That's how God chose for us to be an expression of his mm-hmm. likeness and how he created us, okay, both in the natural, on the earth, because that gives testimony in a different way. I won't talk about that. But in the spirit, it gives testimony unto God and his ways that we belong to his family. And then where we, because even when we go to worship, when we go to church, we bring ourselves to the temple of God to worship in the sanctuary. We are, our bodies are being subject to our spirits, you know, because we have the mind of Christ. We're actually choosing to go and to worship the Lord and to be obedient, and that our bodies are following. It's not just because I decided that I'm going to church every Sunday because that's what I do, but if you really look at the motive and the inspiration behind it, it's out of the obedience of your spirit that your body is following and being obedient. Your body is being obedient to that. Yeah, so there's a deeper like realm and a deeper meaning to that. That's the word I see the Lord doing. And even maybe some things, I don't even know if it's some things in your mind, like, because we can worship the Lord in our mind and, you know, like our meditations and our thoughts. It's just unfortunate. Even when I say that, it's unfortunate that we live in a world that is incredibly perverse and incredibly twisted. However, the we do worship the Lord in our minds. So I'm not saying those other parts. Apart from that, even what we take in and how we process, like what somebody says to us, how we're like, you know, or if we're in line or going to minister the grace of God to somebody in our neighborhood or in the grocery store, whatever, our minds, how we take that on and how we process and retrieve and respond, even through the fruits of the Spirit, we're worshiping the Lord in our minds, right? By the response, by all of our responses. It's not just we process things, yes. However, there is it's such a deeper realm, is that the Spirit of God within you is being spoken to and drawn forth, that it is everything else is coming to a stance where it's being obedient and following the spirit within you. Now, that is a deeper mm-hmm. realm. I hope that makes sense in what I just said. So, because it's your spirit leading, right? Those that are led by the spirit will be called children of God, right? So you're being led by the spirit in all things. And that's where your body is the temple. It's following, mm-hmm. And you can even worship the Lord. So there's a deeper thing to that. I don't know how to practically say all that, so I hope it's coming out as best I can, because I could just have sensed it in my spirit, like a different understanding to it. So I hope my words are being correlating to what the spirit is impressing upon me. So, Father, we thank you for Julie May. God, we thank you for her being led forth as spirit, speaking to her spirit and drawing it forth, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. So even the people in Scripture, you know, they lay down their life, right? It says if you lose your life, then you will gain it. And so even in Scripture, the apostles, they laid down their lives because they were led by the Spirit. And so, wow. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, for her obedience to the Spirit within her, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let her shine. Lord, let her shine. Let her spirit shine forth, Lord, with purity like a multifaceted diamond. And let the Spirit of God and the roar of the Lion of Judah be upon her to just like a flame, like let that roar become ignite within her spirit, Father, to come forth, Lord, with boldness, Lord, and courage, Father. And every hour and every stance in Jesus' name. And so the Lord just reminded me reminded me in my spirit. I don't know if you take things in your spirit like this, but I used to say, at times I used to say, like I was feeling anxious or I'm feeling anxious about something or whatever, but the Lord began to show me sometimes when I take things in my spirit is taking in, my spirit is capturing what's happening in the spiritual realm. And while I say in my natural, I thought I was feeling anxious, that wasn't entirely true. It was that I was taking in what was happening in the spiritual realm, and there was contention. There was contention in the spiritual realm with the spirit that I was bringing forth, walking into that realm. And I was saying, oh, I feel anxious. And I learned, I had to learn in the spirit and through actually a group of other people just praying and then talking about what happened in the spirit, that I realized the Lord showed me what I was calling my anxiety actually wasn't my anxiety at all. I was just picking up on in the spirit what was happening in the contentions. And the rift and the bringing in the light through various shadows of darkness of what was happening. And the so there was something to that as well, that note. Just want to note that to you as well. So praise God. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us all things. Lord, we thank you that you've gifted each one of us the way that you've gifted, God, for your kingdom, for your advancement, God. For your, Lord, we are your tribe. We are part of the tribe of Judah, God, and we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. May we stand with honor and your glory, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for anointing each one. God, anoint each head, God. Just anoint them, Father, with your ways, Lord, and let the spirit of the living God come forth. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, and you teach us to pray through it, God, that you've given us the gift, Lord, and you show us as we're utilizing it and teach us, Lord, let us roll those things back on you so that you show us how to be most effective and availing with the gifts that you've given in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Yeah. Very cool. So, Julia May, do you have any prayer requests?
No, what you were just saying, that covered, you know, being close to God. Like I said, I do get some anxiety attack when something happens. I start praying, God, because I wake up and I be saying, Lord, what it is. And sometimes now I keep waking up at 4:02 in the morning, and I look at the clock at 4:02, and I said, wait a minute, Lord, why am I waking up 4:02 in the morning? And so I just get down on my knees and pray, but that's late, like 4:02. Now, this morning I was up 4:01. I said, I was getting close to it, because I said, Lord, no, I'm going to fall back to sleep, and I wasn't going to wake up no time soon. But I have a tendency, you know, keep waking up at 4:02, and I just start praying for everybody. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So 4:02. That's very interesting. So, yes, I would make note of those numbers and ask him if there's something specific that he's going to reveal later with 4:02. Yeah. Wow. I like it. I like it a lot. So praise God. Well, thank you for your faithfulness and obedience to pray in the spirit. And yes. And because I'm sure we're all benefiting. Anytime any intercessor prayers, we all benefit, right? Because if we belong to the same family in the same kingdom, we're all going to benefit somehow. Yes, amen. Amen. So praise God. Thank you so much.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, God bless you and your family, Jennifer, too. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Well, that's cool. Okay, so now we have caller 405-779. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Lucretia from Oklahoma.
Hi, Lucretia.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, let me pray for you. I gotta mute your phone for just a second, and I'll come right back to you after I'm done praying. I'll open up your phone line. So, thank you. Excuse me. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Lucretia. Father, in Jesus' name, we just come before your altar. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. I see some things that maybe you've been waiting for, or long-awaited things that are going to be coming visible, that are going to be coming in view. Okay, thank you. But they're going to start to come in view. Thank you, Lord, for the right words. Thank you, God. So some things that you've waited for, or long-awaited things, are going to start to come in view. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. So you're not really stalled or anything, like, because you were waiting. So there's something about tonight that something with timing and land and location and purposes of timing. So the Lord's even showing me that even as you were waiting, while we see maybe on earth like waiting, like, oh, okay, like, I don't know, maybe sometimes we look to ourselves or look to try to navigate, you know, through the Spirit or through the Word of God, you know, maybe we need to do something different. And I'll just start asking those kind of questions and stuff. But I just see that in the waiting, there is something spiritually that happens spiritually too, with timing, and that it's even coming into view. So there's really nothing, like there's nothing that you did wrong or different or anything like that. And that even expands to many of us in view of this transition of time and how things are viewed on earth to what happens in the spiritual realm, to what's happening in the spiritual realm and how it's different. So, and I can't explain all of it, but I do see as you were waiting for this to come in view that there is also like a type of rest. But the enemy has tried to use that at times as restfulness, you know, because the enemy always twists what God is doing. Wow, I've never seen that before either. I don't know what's happening. I mean, oh, my gosh. Wow. I've never heard anyone ever say that, honestly, God. Because if God gives us rest and that is part of his promise that we will enter into this rest. The enemy twists what God has given, and the enemy will twist God's rest into restlessness. Oh my gosh, I never have I ever heard anyone say that before or seen it like that before. Yes, because it is something that was coming from heaven. And then the enemy, you know, he is in this realm, if you will, the realm of this location of where we can see. Like if you just were to look up, you know, during the day and you looked up at the sky and you've seen the sky and the light in that realm there, the enemy is in that particular realm. That's where the enemy is in, where he's causing a lot of static with the things in the spirit, is in this realm that we can see in our natural eyes, with our natural physical eyes, is the realm that the enemy, you know, causes static in our lives and in circumstances. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, just for guarding her during this time, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for preserving her way and guarding her until these things come into view. Oh, that is so precious. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask for a release of the time as well, for a release of the time. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you for leading her. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, if there should be anything else, Lord. Okay, let me open up your phone line.
Thank you for that. Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
That was right on time. Needed to hear that. Thank you.
Oh, praise God. Is there anything we can pray for you with before I let you go?
Yes, both of my, if you don't mind praying for my both of my adult children, they are both going through a dark time, and their faith in God is really shaken, and they're angry, and one of them is struggling with something very dark, so...
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking God to help me because I don't know how to deal with it. It's kind of hard to bear. And,
I just want
God to give me direction as their mother individually and corporately on how to deal with it, how to pray with them, you know, what pray for
mm-hmm.
them. I just don't know how to deal with it. But I pray that God would strengthen them and their faith that I'm not, and that he would just call them back to himself.
Yeah.
And give them peace.
Yeah.
And healing. So, yeah.
Okay. Yep. So, thank you. So, Father, we just pray for Lucretia's two adult children, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come into agreement with her prayers, Lord, and what she's asking. We thank you for the power of your word and prayer and authority, Lord, that she carries naturally, Lord, over her children, Father, even though they're adults, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for her heart for them, Lord. And I pray that she would trust that, Lord, trust how to pray for them, trust how to respond to the Holy Spirit in prayer and to bring forth the words that you share with her, Father God, so that they do not return void, but they would accomplish that in which you purposed, in which you sent them. So, Lord, as she's reading your word and praying and asking, Lord, when she is quickened or sensed or even like leans into, I wonder, Lord, that she would send those forth as arrows, Father, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we ask even prophetically, God, that you would give Lucretia a target, a specific target. Like even when Paul says he prayed and he didn't want to just box into the air, but you gave him a target, God, that you would put a target. Show her, Lucretia, where on each adult child, where is the target? So if the Lord puts the target on someone's heart, on one of their hearts, on one of their minds, on one of their backs, or arm, or wherever that target is, like make note of that, and then how you're to pray and intercede for, you know, that heart or that mind or whatever it is, you know, and Yeah, that. So, so we thank you, Lord, for the strengthening of arms for both of them, Father God. We thank you that these prayers would strengthen their arms, God, through this battle, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that when Lucretia is with them, that she would also somehow be able to put worship music on, even if the worship music on is so low that you can't hear it with your natural ear, but the frequency is heard in the spiritual realm, and it begins working in the atmosphere and working in the atmosphere. We thank you for that. Even if you're just with them, you know, a short time in the car or whatever it might be, we thank you, God, for the working of worship in the atmosphere over these adult children, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for bringing forth, Lord, that the enemy's static, Lord, would grow dimmer, and that they would be able to tune in to hear and be yielding, God, in such a way, God, it breaks them. It just breaks them that your presence is there, that you weep with them, God. So we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, for the preservation of their faith and the fortitude of their mother and the authority that she has, Lord, to keep them and seal them and protect them, God, as yours, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for bringing forth and answering her prayers, God. And we thank you, Lord, let them be sustaining, God, sustaining, Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, God. Titus 3:5. So he saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing and the regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit. So we pray that upon them in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. And then there was a confirmation when you said to play the worship music. That thought, you know, popped in my mind the other day to start back doing that more. So that was a confirmation.
So, oh, praise God. Yeah. Praise God. Thank you. Okay. God bless you and your family.
God bless. Yes,
praise God.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lucretia. Blessings. Okay. Our next caller is 402-214. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Debbie. This is Sharon from New York.
Oh, hi. Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm glad I get to talk to you. I just asking God to bless you for all your prayers. It's
okay,
so nice of you to pray
you.
For people.
Well, thank you so much for your encouragement. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I was just writing down the other callers. So let me pray for you. Father, we thank you, Lord. Let me mute you. I just hear a little bit of background. That's just fine. So, Father, we thank you for Sharon, Lord, and just bring her to your altar, God. We thank you, Father God, and just praise you for her life, Lord. May she know that all of heaven rejoices over her, Father God, and sings over her songs, God, of deliverance, Lord. We thank you for the melody and the harmony of heaven over her life, Father. In Jesus' name, and just knowing, Sharon, like all of heaven rejoices over you. So thank you. Thank you, Lord, for that. And I've also heard, you know, and sometimes I share that with people like on their birthday. So I don't even know if this is your birthday is coming up or not. It would be interesting to tell me later. But still, the fact remains. And then also, you know, we have angels, as we all know, that the Lord has commanded to be with us and to watch over us. And we love you, angel. We love you. And we thank you. You created beings by Spirit of God. And I've heard it said this way, that our angels actually come to really know us. Like they know us really well, right? Because they know how we respond to the Spirit. And they know like our personality and our little quirks. And even when scripture says that that some will entertain angels unbeknownst to them, you know, unaware. But we're actually entertaining angels, you know, so they're joyful and celebratory as well. And but they actually really come to know us in a sense where they actually love us, or angels actually really come to know us so well that they love us, you know. So think about being on an assignment from your creator whom you worship and you love, right? Like, I mean, if you had a job that you loved, just how fulfilling it would be, but how you did that with such a nature from the heart of God that you actually really love them. They really actually love us. And they're going to, you know, when our time comes that we cross over and go to heaven, and I told my mother-in-law this, that, and my father-in-law, that that the angels will make sure that we're delivered, that our soul even is delivered, our spirit is delivered to heaven safely. And I mean, that's intently how they are caring for our spirit and for our nature. So I thank you, Lord, just for the details that you have over Sharon's life, God, and how you are spiritually aware, like of the details of being spiritually aware over you and the details in that. So we thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm not done praying. I know I'm pausing long, but I'm not done. Thank you, Father. You know, there is a type of fellowship too, okay, so I'm seeing and remembering in scripture that when Jesus, I think the disciples were near the water and they were on the beach and they did a camp, not a campfire, but they had a fire going and they were eating fish and Jesus like came with them and he was eating fish with them. And just that fellowship and then him, I believe, I can't remember all of this. And I know on the road to Emmaus is when he opened their eyes, but I can't remember specifically during this if they knew right away that it was Jesus or their eyes were opened as they began to fellowship and partake. Like once they begin to partake, then their eyes were open with Jesus. So there's something there with that is the fellowship when you begin to really like partake of the Lord and his ways, which I don't understand exactly in a practical term what partake means, but engaging in that and somehow in its fullness, the Lord will open your eyes to just how incredibly close Jesus really is to you, right? Because Jesus is living. Okay, so here's the thing is, well, yes, we have the Godhead and the Trinity, and Jesus is living. He ever lives to make intercession. Well, the Holy Spirit has an active role as well, and then so is Jesus still living. So two parts of the Godhead, right, and the Father is always in existence, right? So no one's gone or done away with or anything, right? It's just in a different realm and a different function that we are living this out. But yet, fully alive, in Jesus' name. Amen. So let me go. Here we go.
Well, thank Amen. You, Jazz. That was so nice. Yeah, so yeah. Thank you. I needed to hear that. That was really comforting. I've been listening to some music, listening to Elvis. I love when he sings gospel, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And been trying to find music, you know, on the radio, but I've been talking to my guardian angel also. That was what, when you said trying to understand what you were trying to say about the beach and like a fire on the beach, like sitting around.
So the disciples were just, I don't know exactly. So, and I don't know if it's, you know, to be honest, I think it might be during the time, okay, where, I don't know, okay, I'm so sorry. It might have been, or my inclination is that you pursue, is that it might have been during the time where Peter, where there was like a restoration with Peter in his spirit, because okay. I know there's something about where there was, you know, because originally when Peter denied Jesus, he was around that
right.
fire. He was around a fire and with a girl
right.
and the girl
uh-huh.
inquired, and then he said no. But then when Jesus came back to him again, there was a fire, and I don't know if scripture in the parable, if they're on the beach or where, but there's something where they are, I think that it might be, but Jesus actually comes and actually restores him. There's a restoration that happens that's very similar. So the Lord kind of takes him back into the same scene, but because his presence is there, there's a restoration and a redemption. You know what I mean? Like he restores all things
yes.
within him mm-hmm. during that time. And somehow there was something with, in your particular case, I don't know in that case, in scripture, if they really did eat fish, but in your case, I did see a type of fish being shared. So I don't know. You could probably maybe, I mean, my first natural prophetic unction would be, like if this word was given to me, I would say, you know, the loaves and the fishes that were broken and given, okay, and multiplied.
Yeah.
I would say, like, the fish, what was the fish prophetically represent, prophetically, what did it represent, the fish? So I would, you know, that's what I would just draw more out of that, because if that's something, I believe that there's a restoration there that happens, right? So anytime Jesus meets with us, it is transformational, which is, you know, that is a form of, you know, being sanctified and redeemed, you know, something's being mm-hmm. redeemed because everything is being put in order, you know? And, but anyway, that's that. So.
Well, you know, you mentioned partake, you know, that's used when, you know, he's saying, come and partake of my, for me, that means communion. You know,
okay.
partake means to join in, to be a part of, take a part of. So
mm-hmm.
if that
very good. Yeah.
helps
very
you
good.
Understand that, you know, he's wanting you to come and join in.
Absolutely.
There was a time in my life where I have no explanation of how I survived, except I just would tell people it's like the loaves and the fishes. I mean, I didn't have any money yet. I was paying all these bills and I was so, you know, it was a really bad time in my life that I was so distraught that I don't even remember a lot of it. And, I cried all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Lost about 60 pounds in 3 months. And yeah, it was real devastating time.
Yeah.
And I had no means to survive. And yet I did, you know. And that's
wow.
what I would tell people. I said, it's just like the loaves and the fishes, you know. Yeah, I was alone
wow.
with two little kids. And yeah. It was scary. So I've seen the loaves and the fishes firsthand in my life many times. So
and thank you for sharing that because I will say I have some friends, a couple of friends that are that have been at some point during their life, they're older now, but they had been single mothers at some
mm-hmm.
duration, you know, and I will tell you that some of the best stories that I've heard of faith and how God came through are from single mothers.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, that's
I mean,
the only thing that
incredible. Yeah.
it makes me sad because, and I was just talking about that, I listen to music all the time. The TV didn't even come on till like 6, you know, news, and during the day, and I couldn't function if I didn't have at least my hour of prayer time in the morning, first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was I was a little kid, so I had to get up early so to have any quiet time, you know, and that's when I would pray. I have all this time now, and I don't get any prayer done, and it's really hard. It's weird. But, no,
okay,
God
you know
was
what's
right
weird?
There.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. No, it's a good testimony. But you know what? When you said it's weird, because let me just pray something over you. Would you have any prayer requests?
No, go ahead, honey.
Okay. Well, because you said the word time, and there was some words that were given earlier, and even opening up about the time, something with time, and so. Yeah, so let me just pray that. I'm going to go ahead and close your phone line, though, pray, and then move on because I didn't realize there's what time it was and stuff.
Okay.
So, but let me just pray that, yeah, Father, we thank you. I thank you, Lord, for Sharon, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, that she would align with this time as well, God. And I thank you, Lord, just for blessing her with the time that she has, Lord. I thank you, Father, anything that needs to be, like, redeemed, if any time needs to be redeemed, Lord, that you would do that. And we thank you, Lord. Just for your word that came forth for her, Lord, to partake of the nature of you and your angels, Lord, that guard over her. And just the fellowship and the nature, Father, in that, Lord. So we thank you. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, that she would steward, God, because we steward all things, Lord, even her time, steward, Lord, that she would be mindful of stewarding her time before you, Father, as it sounds like she is. But thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, praise God. Thank you for joining us tonight, Sharon. So let me go to the next caller. Let me get this. 469-782. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
This is Benoit from Dallas, Texas.
Bernard?
Benoit.
Oh, Benoit. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes. We talked last week. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said Bernard. Sorry. Thank you. Benoit, Father, we thank you for Benoit, Father God, in Jesus' name. And so I really see you like participating in the work of the Lord. And so I thank you, Lord, for what you bring to him, that that you would bless the work of his hands and he participates in that, and that you would even something putting things together the work of your hands. So I thank you, Lord, for blessing that, Lord, and what you bring to him, God, and how it will function, even practically, but also in the body of Christ and who you've made him to be, God, and that it brings honor to you, Father. It brings honor to you in Jesus' name. So when we do the things that the Lord's called us to do, like let's say, like my mother-in-law was a secretary, and it's really everything of how she functions as a person, like typing and everything that, and organizing and all of those skills. It's like she was designed to do that, and as she used her gifts before the Lord, it actually honors him when we function in the role that he created us to do. And you know, sometimes there's different like avenues or different ways you can take one skill and it can be applied in different ways. But other times it's what the Lord brings before us, and that we can see that, how it needs to be constructed, how it needs to be put together. And we have that ability to do that. And I kind of see that on you as the Lord brings it, him bringing this thing before you and you constructing it and putting it together, the work of your hands. Shaping and forming, is that it really does honor and bless the Lord when we utilize what he's given us to do, and sometimes that is work. And work's not all bad. The work is and rest is good too, but we're going to work in heaven as well. So there is a type of laboring that we do when we co-labor with Christ, right? When he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am lowly in spirit and gentle in heart. And so he is not a taskmaster who is, who is evil of heart at all. He is good. And when being yoked with him, that actually causes our work to become lighter because he's helping carry that. And he's actually engaging in us and inviting us to do so, to make the workload lighter and to be more efficient and more effective in what we put our hands to do for the Lord. So I thank you for that, for Benoit, Father, in Jesus' name. And then I also kind of see that the ending or here, like that the ending is not always the beginning, just like he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And so the ending isn't always like the beginning. And so finishing doesn't always look the same as starting. I don't even know what all that means, but I do know in Hebrews, which we were talking about in Hebrews, that he is the author and the finisher of your faith. So it's this. So the ending doesn't look like the beginning. It's this. There's a lot of things that happen in between there, a lot of things potentially could happen in between that when the ending comes, you don't even remember how you started, like what that looked like. You really just only see, the form of it. And the latter part of it than how it began to be constructed. I mean, you have remembrance or pieces of knowing it. But what you really know is where the Lord has brought you. And I feel like that's going to be the latter part is where the Lord has brought you. And you look back in hindsight. So this is a little different word, but praise God. So, Benoit, is there anything? Thank you so much for calling this evening. Is there any prayer requests that you have?
The Hebrew makes sense, and it's not the first time I heard it. I heard it from my coworkers too. I'm going through some tough time right now. I'm heavy-minded and feel like on an uphill battling. But I have coworkers that encourage me and tells me to stay strong. So I'm trusting in the Lord that in the end, the ending will be something different than what I see today. That's all.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Praise God for that. So thank you, Lord, for strengthening Benoit, Father. In Jesus' name, we come into agreement with the prayers of the saints over him, God, that you would undergird him with strength and fortitude in his faith, and even in his physical, God, like a physical soul of refreshing to be upon him, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for just sending forth, Lord, your strengthening and inspiration and motivation, Father God. And just thank you for that renewal part of it, Father, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for calling. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye. Thanks for joining us. Okay. I hope I can finish this tonight. Okay. Let me see where I am. I am on caller 770-714. Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Good evening.
Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Hi.
This is Donna from Atlanta.
Donna, thank you. Okay, let me pray for you. Do you have any prayer requests? Let me ask you.
Oh, boy, do I ever. I'm having unexpected heart surgery on Thursday. I was just told yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
My son, my younger son, is really having a hard time. I've been in and out of the hospital since February. There's a lot going on. You and I have spoken before with the custody termination and extreme stressors, but they tried to, they thought that maybe time would correct this situation and then medicine. And I've been in atrial fibrillation for 2 weeks now, and the results of the heart monitor came in, and it is pressing that it is accomplished quickly. So I trust God. I have a peace about it. I'm tired. I am emotionally, physically, spiritually tired, but I know God has got it, and I know that He's covering us. And really right now my prayers are for my children, that they will have the peace of God to cover them.
Okay. And is your surgery, do you know, is it scheduled as an outpatient thing or no?
It is scheduled potentially as outpatient. They've allotted the largest block of time. I will be the only person they're seeing in the morning, just in case, because it's been 2 months since they did the original cast and MRIs and all of that stuff to know. But because they now know that I've been in AFib for two weeks in particular, they want to allot as much time so that if there's been any occurrence that would cause harm, that they have enough time to address and go from there. So we're scheduled as outpatient, understanding that, you know, anything could happen.
Right. Okay, let me pray for you. I'm glad I asked about the prayer request because that's perfect. So, Father, we just thank you for Donna, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the success of the surgery, Lord, and the surgeons. We thank you for wisdom and provision for every aspect, Lord, and going before her, Lord, and put your hand of blessing upon her, Father God, and even the angels, Lord, of the doctors, Lord, and the surgeons, Father God, that you would guard them and guide them, God, for successfully, God, the intricate and delicate parts, Lord, that she is fearfully and wonderfully made, Lord, and that they would treat her with honor and dignity in every aspect, God, of the surgery, Lord. We thank you for the success of it, Lord, that it will, as it's scheduled as outpatient, God, that it would, she would not have to go into anything more drastic, Lord. We thank you for her care and watching over her, God, and let her find the rest, Lord, true rest, Lord, for her heart. And during this time for her soul, God, we pray for the shalom, peace of God to be over her household with her children. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would speak to them, that you would bring them comfort. Lord, we just pray the protection of God on them as well. Father, in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, again, God, for just speaking to those places, just like you when you spoke when the disciples were fearful and in the upper room. You spoke your shalom and peace to them, Father God, and we ask that you do that to their family and that household, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that we will hear a good report in the days ahead of her health and her recovery. And we thank you, God, for restoring and reconciling all things through your blood and through the power of the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, my 9-year-old just said amen too.
Oh, God bless her. Well, thank you.
I really appreciate it. He's very much an intercessor. He has watched as, you know, I have been taken away in an ambulance. He has watched, don't let Rafa get out. He has watched with great bravery as he looked after his special needs brother. And I really think he's just holding in a lot, trying to be much older than what he is. And, you know, he's concerned. And I'm just so thankful for what the Lord has poured into both of these boys, because just a few nights ago when I went up to wish them goodnight and pray with them, they circled around me, and my youngest led the oldest in prayer of intercession and faith for me and for healing.
Wow.
So I just know that even if the Lord is using this distraction, that's what I'm going to call it,
this distraction to rise up mighty beacons in the Lord. I'm grateful that he's entrusting me with this type of pain and this type of ailment. And I definitely feel like I'm in a very much a Job moment where it's like, mm-hmm. wow, everything is happening all at once. But I know that he's faithful and just. Mm-hmm. And I submit, I have a peace, but I'm human. And so the things that you feel when you're human are just as real as Jesus was allowed to feel those things. And, you know, so that he
right,
can have
yes.
compassion with us. And how much more so
right.
are we
yeah.
going to be subjected
yeah.
to that? So I yield and I submit, and I'm thankful for a place to come on this line virtually with other believers who can virtually agree with me and stand on the promises of what God has to say.
Amen to that. And yeah, I think your 9-year-old might be a little prophetic too. So, because when you said 9, I said, I thought he's prophetic. And I don't know if you were here listening at the beginning of the program, but if there's any way that you can go back and listen to it, because we did talk about Hebrews, about suffering and persecution. It wasn't too long, you know. But anyway, it's like you're the prime example of what I was sharing, and you're actually going through it. And
oh,
keeping
wow.
your eyes on Jesus, you know. Yeah. So you're like, yeah. So God bless you, and thank
that.
You for sharing your faith,
you
yeah,
well.
In such a humble and honoring way to the Lord. And, you know, everyone who's listening, that you just remember to pray for Donna this week and on Thursday. So
thank you so much
for sharing
that
and letting us come alongside of you. Yeah. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Okay, our next caller is 608-960. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, this is Shannon.
Shannon. Oh, okay, how are you doing?
Good. Just driving around
Good.
Right now.
Okay. Where are you calling from? I forget what state you're in.
I'm in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, Wisconsin. Okay, let me pray for you, and I'll come right back and I'll mute you out. Let you drive on. So, Father, we thank you for Shannon, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for his stance in you, in the name of Jesus. There's this reservoir or a place where water is kept, and I see you standing in it. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And so it's kind of like a washout. I don't know if that makes sense, but like I also seeing a couple things here that, you know, when the disciples and Jesus traveled, they had sandals, and then they would clean their feet, like the vessel when they entered a home and took their shoes off, and the vessel to clean their feet, to clean off the dust of the road and the things that affected them through their travels. And so the washout is that when seeing you there is that this washing out, the this place where you're standing is washing out the things that have affected you during your travels with the Lord, you know, like that's being washed off of you in this place of reservoir. And then I also see a refreshing of like the through peace on your feet and leading you forth with peace from this place. And so the preparation to lead you out in peace. So we thank you for this, Father God, and how he stands in you. But you're standing in the Lord, you know, where Ephesians says, do all that you know how to do, least stand and stand all, you know. And then I think it's repeated in Galatians, I think, which I haven't thought about that in a while. I think it talks about standing as well. So we thank you, Lord, for his place in Christ is standing, God. We thank you for washing off the things of his journey, Lord, that he's had with you, Father God, and just the renewal, Lord, that's coming. And we thank you for the preparation, Lord, that preparing him to walk in a greater peace with refreshing
And we thank you. We thank you for this, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 So I know you got like a minute or two, but I just want to ask for prayer for my wife. This is an area I'm contending for a while, so everything else seems to be going decent. I had this dream last night. I was chest deep in water, and there was a duck in front of me, which was weird. But I don't know what that means. I looked up the duck and like dream thing, and it said it had to do with prosperity or something. But I thought it was interesting about the water. So I don't know.
The word I just
seemed like
well,
a prophetic prayer.
Yeah, and I just gave you a dream about standing on water, because I did see you standing in water, and it was almost up to your knees. I will say this water, this reservoir, standing in this reservoir of water was up. So that is very keen of the Holy Spirit and what he's doing. So, okay, so now have you, is there potential in view of your future wife? Or I'm not sure, I wasn't sure if I caught what you said about that part. I know we've been praying in agreement with this. But I wasn't sure if you were saying you were actually dating somebody now that it's transpiring or where you were with that.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just believing that it's going to work out. And, you know, sometimes I think I see some activity. Well, I'm sure I see activity here and there, but then other times I feel like there's nothing going on. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
Okay. All right. Let me pray. I'm going to close your thing and then pray for you. And then I'm going to move to the next caller. Okay. But I'm going to
intercede
for your request. Thank you. Yeah. I wanted
Thank
to
you.
Pray for you because I hadn't prayed for you in a while, so I wanted to pray that way for you. So, okay. Thank you. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Shannon. We come into agreement with him and the other saints and the other believers, Lord, who are believing for a spouse for him, God, for this companion, Lord, that he can lock arms with, Father God, in this journey of life, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, Father, even this dream, Lord, prosperity, God, if he prospers in all things, Lord, even as his soul prospers, God, let this be in likeness, Lord, to his soul prospering with the desire of his heart, God. And we know it is according to your word, God, because your word says he who finds a wife finds a good thing, God. So we thank you, Lord, that he would be prospering with the good things of his heart, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, let it come into fulfillment, God. We want to hear and rejoice with him over his future bride, Father God. And we just thank you in advance, Lord, for the preparations, Lord, and for the outcome. And let it be so, God, let it be so and done unto him according to your word, God, because it is according to your word. So as he seeks, Lord, let him find in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That was fun. Okay, two more callers. I'm like, 731-334. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening. This is Ashley. I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, Ashley from Wisconsin. My thing just popped up. Do you have any prayer requests, Ashley? So I'll just ask you.
No specific prayer request tonight.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to go ahead and mute your phone and pray for you, and then I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to talk to you, but I have to get one more caller before my phone line comes up. I don't think I am. That's my anticipation, but if I open it up, you'll know. But thank you so much for joining us, and I'll pray for you now. Okay, there we go. So, Father, we thank you for Ashley, Father God. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, for your sustaining grace over her life, God. We thank you for the places that you're bringing her, Lord, that are teaching her, that are instructing her, Father God, in newness. So I see it like in newness of fellowship, and but it's also like learning, but it's good. They're good things. They're good things for life and what you're learning. And I don't know if it's life and Well, some things can look like in the practical, they can look like in the practical, they're just life, but they really everything has to do with our faith, and it's all connected to honoring God and being yielding to the Lord. And so, so I thank you for that, Lord, in that place that you're teaching her. And sometimes we learn, we don't even have to leave our homes for the Lord to instruct us and to teach us, you know, and certainly, yeah, sometimes we don't have to leave our homes, that we can serve the Lord within our own households. And it brings honor and glory to the Lord. And that is a ministry in and of itself. And we need to do that well, right? Because we want to clean the inside of our cup needs to match the outside of our cup. So certainly at home needs to be congruent with how we serve the Lord outwardly, that we're literally practicing those things. But I see him bringing you so into this place where he's teaching you, instructing you, and you're into these new things, that they're good, like there might be some responsibility to it, but it's also good. It's a good thing. It's a growing and maturing thing. And even when scripture, so it's a completing, like that's how the Lord completes us in him and keeps changing us into his image and forming us and shaping us. So, which is good. All of those things to remain formable and yielding before the Lord are excellent things, and to have joy through the process and enjoy, you know, what he's teaching and instructing is even more of a blessing. And I'm seeing all of that on you, and I'm functioning through you. So God bless you. Thank you for that. And let me open up the last caller's phone line. 847-239. Hi,
Stephanie. Stephanie.
Yes. Stephanie. Okay, Stephanie. Thank you so much. Let me thank you for joining us. Let me close your line, and I have 1 minute to pray for you. But God bless you. I'm glad I got to you, and thank you so much for waiting. Thank you, Stephanie. So, Father, we thank you for Stephanie, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for where you're bringing us. I'm thinking, I've seen like you took a step and it was very moldable. Like your step, it was very moldable. And like it was something about that, you know, where you step into a mold and you actually capture it and keep it. And so I seen that there was a step, and then like your foot was moving and the shape of where you stepped was very moldable. Like I seen the imprint of it and the depth of it. And very moldable in that. So I thank you, Lord, Lord, for those that will follow her, God, and the impression that she's making on the lives, Lord, as she serves you, Father, in Jesus' name. And there's things that the Lord is capturing, even in the mold. You know, there's a verse, I think, in Malachi where it talks about when you talk about the things of the Lord, it's written in the book of remembrance. But he's actually remembering how you served him and what you did in that place. And he's actually pouring like a mold in that place of imprint. And there's a real depth to it as well. And he's saving it and capturing it. It's like he's going to talk about it with you in heaven. Like, remember when you were here and the imprint that you left. And the imprint you left, and you walked in that place in obedience, and the imprint, remember this, look, I captured it and I have it here. And, you know, and you guys are going to share that. Really, it's like a treasure. It's like, you know, treasures in heaven. And that is a type of treasure, which I've never seen it that way, as him capturing what we did for him and the glory of God. It becomes our treasure in heaven as well. So God bless you for that. And thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. God bless you.